Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in today. You know, the message that you're about to hear, I pray not only just inspires you, but it encourages you to follow Jesus even more. In fact, I bet there are some people in your life right now who you're thinking of that you know would benefit from such a timely message. Man, share it with them. And if you're watching on YouTube right now, I encourage you, hit that subscribe button. Stay tapped into all that God is doing here at CF. And lastly, I want to take this time right now to really thank those of you who support us. We wouldn't have any ministry outside of these four walls if it weren't for you, our friends, who come alongside us in prayer and support us financially. Listen, there are thousands who are benefited by this ministry because of your generosity, and we want to simply say thank you. To continue, or maybe to even start supporting our mission to help others and their families follow Jesus, you can very simply go to our website and visit cfmiami.org/give. Church family, I hope you're blessed by this. Enjoy the sermon.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Amen. Hey, happy Mother's Day to all the moms, grandmothers, mother figures, stepmoms. Guys, encourage them today. Come on. Amen. Amen. We all love you so much, and we are glad to celebrate you today for all that you do for us and our family. So we love you, moms. And can all we also encourage our children that just led us in worship. Amen. Amen. It's always great to see our children worship our God. Hey, well, welcome everyone at all of our local campuses. My name is Zomar, and I have the honor and the privilege of serving as a lead pastor here at Christ Fellowship. And today on this Mother's Day, we're actually wrapping up a series entitled Your Father's Heart. And it's a study in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6 through 11. Today's the last installment of it, so it's chapter 11. And today's teaching, even though I think we can always learn from God's word and be encouraged from God's truth, right, whether young or old, today I'm going to gear my message specifically to the moms, right? And so today is going to be all about our mothers. And so if you have your Bibles, let's go ahead and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18 through 19. And wherever you find yourself, you can follow along with me as I read, okay? Listen to what God's word says. It says, so you, mothers, daughters of God, you shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And here's the charge, mothers, and you shall, what, church family?
Teach.
What is it?
Teach.
Yeah, teach them to your who?
Children.
To your children. In other words, God has given every single mother, listen, a clear charge to teach your children God's truth, right? And eventually get them to God. Amen? That is God's word. You can go and take a seat, everybody, at all campuses. Now, folks, let me start off by sharing this with you. You'll travel back with me to the late 1800s. Where two steamboats left from Memphis, Tennessee, and they were heading down south the Mississippi River. And folks, upon their departure, they were given a very clear charge, all right? And here it was. It was to get this cargo, this precious cargo, all the way down to the Mississippi River, all the way down to the city of New Orleans. That was their charge. Now folks, follow me here. Because as they travel side by side with each other, at some point, one of the boats started to just to lag behind. And so the sailors of one boat started making loud remarks about the snail pace of the other boat. And as you can imagine, words were exchanged, challenges were made, and an all-out race ensued. And so they began to race, and the race became very vicious, right, as they were roaring through the deep south, heading down south on the Mississippi River. And folks, at one point in the middle of the race, one of the boats started lagging behind a little bit, particularly because they didn't have enough coal. Now, mind you, they had enough coal to make the entire trips under normal conditions, but they were not prepared to go out on a full-out race. And so one of the sailors had this idea, and it was to grab some, all right, of the precious cargo and toss it into the coal, to the coal oven, right? Yeah, he got the part of the precious cargo and threw it into the oven. And folks, when the other sailors saw that the cargo was burning just as well, or even better than the coal, they started getting all of the cargo and tossing it into the oven. And here's the thing. They ended up winning that meaningless race. But folks, in the process, they got caught up in the race, and they forgot their main charge, right, was to get this precious cargo to its destination. And as a result, the cargo was lost along the way, right? Talk about getting sidetracked. And church, let me just bring that over to our teaching for today and speak to our moms for just a moment. Because what an example of the trap that so many mothers fall into in this world. And by that I mean that just like these young sailors, right, were entrusted with a high charge, yet got sidetracked along the way, getting caught up in the other races of life, just like that. And here's the main idea for today. Listen, mom, your heavenly Father has entrusted you with some precious cargo, namely your children. And your heavenly Father has given you a clear charge, and that is to get this precious cargo, these precious children, to their destination, which is God. And the way you get them to God is by teaching them God's word, by showing them their need for Christ, by bringing them to church every Sunday so they can learn about the Lord and worship the Lord their God along other children just like them. That is your highest calling. That is your highest charge. But here's the thing. There's so many moms who get distracted with the different races of life. They get distracted with the races of getting things done around the house sometimes. They get distracted with the race of sports and school activities. They get distracted with the race of their own work, their own career. They get distracted with their appearance and fitness. They get distracted with the race of people's perception of them. And here's what happens. When they get caught up in that different races of life, as a result, the main charge that's given to them by their Heavenly Father becomes secondary. And folks, how many children are not taught God's word because mom got caught up in the different races of life that may not be bad things, but they forgot the main charge from God? Who knows, maybe right here you're sitting here at one of our local campuses and thinking, Omar, listen, I'm here at church. I am doing my best to raise my children in the ways of the Lord. But honestly, as you're speaking, it started resonating with me because at times I feel like I can get caught up in the other races of life. And maybe I'm not focused so much at times on the primary thing that my God has entrusted me to do. So Omar, what do we need to know, right, from God's word so that we can keep our main charge at the top of our minds and be the mom that God envisions me to be? Well, folks, we're going to find out today. All right, from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 11, all right? So if you have your Bibles at all campuses, let's go ahead and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11. And today, folks, I have three important thoughts for moms to consider so that they can fulfill the charge that their Heavenly Father has given to them. Moms, are you ready to dive into God's word today? Come on, let me hear you. Yeah? All right. So write this down as point number one. Here's the first thing you always need to keep in mind. Here it is. And that is that, mom, embed your Father's word deep into your heart. That's the first thing. Now, folks, listen to what God's word says in Deuteronomy chapter 11. It says, you shall therefore, what are the next two words?
Lay up.
What is it?
Lay up,
right? Store these words of mine in your heart and in your soul. The folks stop right there and slip into the scene. You know, as we have been learning through this series, right, Moses is speaking to the people of Israel on the border of the Jordan River on the other side, and he knows that they are going to enter into the promised land as we have been studying all these different weeks, right? And so at that juncture, Moses knows that God told him that he was not going to personally enter into the promised land. He was going to go to be with the Lord. But Joshua was actually going to lead the people of Israel into the promised land. Which, by the way, next week, you got to be back, because next week we're starting our brand new series in the book of Joshua. And we're going to see the conquering of the promised land. So Moses here at that border, at the river, and he's looking into the eyes of the people. No doubt looking into the eyes of many of the ladies holding the little babies in their arm. And they're listening, and Moses tells them, reminds them, to put all these truths of God deep into their heart and soul. Folks, here's why that's so important. Because moms can get so consumed with the stress and the busyness of motherhood, and they can forget the most important thing of motherhood, and that is to put God's word deep into your heart and deep into your soul. In fact, some would say that that is the secret to godly motherhood. You know, many of you have heard of Elizabeth Elliot, and she is the wife of a missionary whose name is Jim Elliot, who in the 1950s, him and a group of other missionaries were trying to reach an unreached people group in the country of Ecuador. And as they were trying to approach him and trying to reach him for the gospel, unfortunately, Jim and the other missionaries got speared to death by this tribe that were trying to be reached by the Lord, for the Lord. And so when he passed away, Elizabeth Elliot, his wife, was left all alone with their little girl. And at that juncture, Elizabeth felt God, you know, calling her to go back to the very people who took the life of their husband. And so she decided to eventually go back. They eventually welcomed her into the tribe. And here's a beautiful thing. Eventually, she led many of those people to the Lord. And so it's a beautiful story that if you've never really read it, I would encourage you to read it. But here's what's interesting. Towards the end of her life, they asked her, so Elizabeth, how were you such a godly mother? How were you able to do so much, even though you were technically a single mom in the middle of the jungle and being a spiritual mother to all these ladies in that tribe? How were you able to do so much? You were just one person. And folks, here's how she responded. She said this. She said, the secret to motherhood, the secret is Christ in me, not me in a different set of circumstances. You know, oftentimes we think that the secret to being a godly mother, a good mom, is to be perfect in every single area, in every single circumstance of your children's life. And listen, that mentality can eventually lead to a lot of mom shame. Because what happens is that when we set this huge standard of what we should do or how we should be and that how the perfect godly mom should be, when we fail to meet those standards that we put on ourselves, right, it's easy for us to get what we call mom shame, right? But the reality is, the truth of the matter is that, listen, you can never be perfect. You can never be a perfect mom. But the secret, according to Elizabeth Elliot, is to have Christ in you, to have his words and his truth deep in your heart. Remember, listen, that the most important moments of motherhood are not necessarily the times that you spend with your children, but the times that you spend with your Heavenly Father. I will always remind you, Mom, you are a daughter of God before you are the mother of your children. See, sometimes as moms, we can get caught up so much in our identity as a mother that we forget that before we're a mother, we're first daughters of the living God. Can I get an amen to that? And here's the thing. Once your Heavenly Father's words are embedded deep into your heart, then write this down as big number two. Mom, teach your children your Father's word. In fact, listen to what God's word says in the next verse. It says this. It says, you shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And notice, and you shall what, church? Oh, moms, you could do better. What is it? Yeah, teach them to your children. Now, this verse is actually, in Deuteronomy chapter 11, is actually a repetition, okay, of the original command back in Deuteronomy chapter 6 when we started this series. In fact, let me remind you. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your might. And these words that I command you today shall be in your heart, and you shall what, church? Teach them diligently to your children. Now, if you're in Deuteronomy chapter 6, go ahead and circle or mark or highlight the phrase, teach them. The word teach them diligently. Because the word there in the original Hebrew, you know, we always like to remind you that the Bible was first written in Greek and Hebrew and then translated to the different languages. Well, the word here in the Hebrew is the word shanan. Everyone say shanan. Shanan. Everyone say shanan. Yeah. And the word shanan doesn't mean to literally speak words and pass on information. There's another word for that. But the word here for teach, it actually simply means to sharpen. To sharpen. And so the idea is just like a woman, right, would perhaps sharpen a knife so that the knife could be as effective as possible to tackle all the tasks that are ahead, right? Just like that, in the same way, we see that the imagery here is that your Heavenly Father, when He gave you that little precious child a year ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when God placed that little baby in your hand, the little baby, in a sense, it was like a dull knife without form. And so the idea is that every single time that you teach them God's word, that you remind them of God's truth, that you point them back to God, it's like you're sharpening them for the future. You're sharpening for that future trial they're going to face. You're sharpening for that future discouragement. You're sharpening for that future marriage struggle. You're sharpening them so that when you are long gone and they have a baby and they have grandbabies and they're older and they have to deal with a tragedy in their life, you have sharpened them. And you have prepared them to trust in the Lord their God at all times and in every way. Can I get an amen to that? And so a mother, listen, it's instrumental in the shaping and the sharpening of a child's heart. In fact, Billy Graham, the great preacher, once said this. He says, only God himself fully appreciates the influence of a Christian mother in the molding or the sharpening of the character in her children. You know, I have been blessed with a God-fearing mother who, even though when she was early on, she was a single mom and she was not perfect and she would do the best that she could. My mom throughout my life always sharpened me with God's word. In fact, in those critical moments of my life, she always reminded me, she always encouraged me, she always pointed me back to the Lord our God. And let me tell you, I am the man that I am today, largely due because I had a God-fearing mother who sharpened me along the way. Amen. Let me tell you, even to this day, listen, your pastor needs sharpening at times. Oh, yeah, I need sharpening. And you know who God has placed in my life as a person that still sharpens me, even as a 41-year-old pastor? It's my mom. Amen? And that when she sees that I'm going through a struggle, an issue in life, something that I'm facing, even at this age, she's still reminding me and pointing me back to God. Which is a reminder that it does not matter whether your child is a year old, 10 years old, 30 years old, 50 years old. Listen, your charge as a mother never stops. It's to sharpen your children to the truth, with the truth of God's word. Can I get an amen to that? And listen, I always want to take the time to encourage our single mothers as well. Because I always want to remind you, listen, your pastor was raised by a single mom early on. And so some of the single moms today, sometimes you maybe walked into our church today and you may feel discouraged. You may feel lonely. You may feel anxious. You may put a facade like everything's okay, but deep down there's discouragement, there's concerns, there's something going on in your life that you don't know how you're going to go through this life with your children. Listen carefully. You have a heavenly Father. Yeah, who's never going to leave you or forsake you, and not only has a plan for your life, listen, he has a plan for your children as well. Just like, listen, just like our God had a plan for my mom and for her little baby boy, which was me, in the same way, God had a plan for you, and he has a plan for your children. Can we encourage our single moms today? Amen. And so then Moses goes on to share, right, how you shall teach, how you shall sharpen your children, and listen to what he says. He says, you shall teach them what? Diligently to your children. In other words, sharpen them carefully and consistently. And here's how. You should do this by talking of them when you sit in your house, family time at home. When you walk by the way, in our times, it's drive time. And even when you lie down, going to sleep, and when you rise. And so what Moses is charging parents, especially mothers, is listen, you as a mother, you ought to diligently sharpen your children, point them to me in every aspect. Whenever you have an opportunity at home with the children, don't let those moments pass by without always pointing them back to the Lord. And listen, today I want to take the time. I bragged on my mom, and I want to brag on my wife today as well. Yeah, because, listen, even though she is as busy as anybody, she's leading Karen from Miami, and she's doing so much. Listen, my wife, even though she has so much on her plate, one of the things that she still prioritizes is to teach and help our children to grow in the ways of the Lord. You know, whether it's in the morning, she's taught, helped our daughter learn Psalms 23, which, by the way, she knows already by memories. Camila, I don't know how she does it, but my wife has a knack for that. Not only that, but she helped, you know, that song, My Jesus, she knows that song by memory. So Camila could be on this stage, and she can lead us in worship of that song, My Jesus. Yeah, she's like that. But one of the most beautiful, precious moments that I've seen with my wife, with my little ones, is that at the end of the night, for most of the time, before they go to bed, my wife would sit with them and read them God's word from the kids' Bible. And let me tell you, those are precious moments that when I saw that, I just thank God for her. I thank God that she blessed me with a wife who loves the Lord and is being faithful and diligently with her children. She might not be perfect, right? None of us are. But man, she is doing her best. And my children are blessed by having her as a mom. Oh, babe. And so you might be here thinking, no, Omar, but man, I wanna be able to teach my children the things of God. But honestly, something that feels so complicated. How do you do that? Well, two quick, simple ways. First of all, write this down, letter A. Teach them to love their heavenly Father. In fact, listen to what it says in Deuteronomy 6. It says this. So hear, O Israel, mothers, grandmothers, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your might. And then it says, and you shall teach them, right, these truths to love God diligently to your children. You know, sometimes we can overcomplicate what it means overcomplicate things when it comes to teaching God's word to our children. And sometimes we feel like we need to be some great theologians and know every single page in Scripture and know every Bible verse in Scripture. And listen, that comes in time, you know, as you grow in your walk with the Lord and you read God's word, right? You get more familiar with God's word, and all that comes naturally in time. But you know what the most important thing that your child needs to hear and see from you? It's not just so much dictating the truth of God's word, but rather a mother who in her heart loves the Lord with all of her heart, with all of her soul, and with all of her strength. And you know why that's even more foundational than teaching them just actual God's word? Is because when you teach them and they sense in you a genuine love for the Lord your God, listen, they will naturally love the Lord their God, and they will naturally obey them. Why? Because as we learn in this series, when you love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, then you naturally begin to want to obey God. Amen? And so listen, when your children look up to you, what they first need to sense is a mother who loves the Lord with all their heart and with all their soul. In fact, listen to the quote from Elizabeth George. She's a current day author. Listen to what she says about what a godly mother is. She says this: what is a godly mother? A godly mother is one who loves the Lord her God with all of her heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then notice, and then passionately, consistently, and unrelentingly teaches her child to do the same. So listen, the first step is just love God and show your children the love for God. Second, write this down, letter B, teach them to rest in their heavenly Father. See, mothers, Jesus invites you today. Listen, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. You know, mom, sometimes life can get so busy with all these responsibilities that we have, especially when they're young and getting them ready for school and all the craziness of the school years, right? That at times we forget to rest in God in the middle of all that busyness. And folks, listen, moms, what your children need to see after a love for God is a mother who rests in the Lord. You know, I always like to remind you, listen, you can be busy in life and not resting in God, or you can be busy but resting in God. You see, busyness is a matter of the physical busyness, right? But listen, when it comes to true rest, it's not a matter of the physical body, it's a matter of the soul. Listen, you can be busy in life, and you can fulfill the things that you have to take care of with your children, but listen carefully, you can be busy and not rest in God, or you can be busy and your children seeing, wow, mom is busy, there's a lot of things to take care of, but wow, there's a sense of peace and rest in her heavenly Father. Can I get an amen to that? Amen. And here's a last thought for you to consider today. Write this down as big number three. Remember that you are a part, mom, of a sisterhood. You know, one of the biggest blessings of being a daughter of God, a follower of Christ, is that God has given you other sisters in Christ in the journey of motherhood. And sad to say, far too often, I see many ladies come to know Christ and start a relationship with the Lord, and they're on their journey with the Lord, but they are doing life alone, apart from other ladies, apart from other mothers. And so here's what happens. It's easy when you're doing life alone, when you come to church and you see other ladies, or on social media or at school or wherever you see other ladies, it's easy to start seeing the other ladies, who are walking with the Lord, as in a sense of comparing yourself to them as a measuring stick of how you are doing. And that's something very dangerous, right? Because when you get into that mentality that you're constantly comparing yourself to other ladies and measuring them against you, right? What happens is, when you're going through a hard time in life, When you're going through a moment of discouragement, when you're going through a trial, when you're going through an issue in life, you don't share it with anybody. Why? Because you're comparing yourselves with them. But listen, God did not call you into his grace, into a walk with him, for you to do life alone as a mother. Listen, God has surrounded you in a church with many, many other sisters in Christ so that you can do life with them, so that you can encourage one another, so that you can speak truth into each other's lives, so that you can pray for each other, so you can laugh with each other, so you can cry with each other. Listen, God did not envision you to be a mother holding everything in close. No, he designed you to be in community with other ladies who may not be perfect, but are pursuing the Lord just like you are. Amen? And so because it's so important for each other moms to be in community with each other and encourage each other, here's some important reminders and encouragement from some of our mothers to all of our moms. Take a look.
To the first-time mom who's sleep-deprived and overwhelmed, remember to rely on God's strength. To the single mom, hang in there. You'll have some good days, you'll have some bad days, but there are more good days when you're trusting in God. Let perseverance finish its work. God is gonna use your story to bless generations to come.
To the mom of a little one with special needs, as you navigate a world that you don't know anything about, try to remember that the Lord sustains and he will always provide what your family needs.
To the mom with multiple kids, I just wanna say, give yourself some grace and remember to always celebrate the little victories.
To the stepmom, God chose you. God chose you to be in that child's life. God will equip you for whatever challenges you face, for whatever feelings you have. Remember that he placed you there. Never forget to keep praying for that child, to keep loving them. At the end of the day, you are a role model to them. You are a mother figure to the child.
To the mamas with the young adults, you did an amazing job. You did the best you knew how. And although sometimes we don't agree with some of the decisions that they make, ultimately, God loves them more than we ever could. Now it's your turn to have some fun.
To all the foster moms, know that you provide love and comfort in a time of uncertainty. You are a light in this dark world, and you embody the love of Christ to all those around you.
To the mama who has lost their sweet little baby, what I would tell you is it is completely valid to share your grief, to own your grief and be honest about what you're going through right now. You're not alone, and even in that grief and in that suffering and that sadness, the Lord shows up and he covers you, and he is the one who ultimately holds your baby.
To the moms who are empty nesters, and maybe by now you're a grandmother just like me, we know that your children and grandkids are probably miles away or states away. Celebrate all the wonderful things the Lord is doing in your children's lives. When you walk by the way trying to get those steps in, give them a call. And when you lie down and when you rise, text them a prayer, let them know you're thinking of them. So by the time when you're physically near them, you'll be seasoned with great conversations and feel so connected. Moms, no matter where your kids are today, be encouraged. Happy Mother's Day.
Amen. 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 And listen, because, right, we know that God has designed for mothers and ladies, really, and future mothers to be in community, right? God, your Heavenly Father did not envision you for you to do life alone. There's a couple cool things that are coming up. First of all, on Friday, July 12th, is our next sisterhood. How many of you ladies are excited, yeah? And so, listen, mark that in your calendar. We still have a few weeks away. But, man, I would encourage you, listen, be here at the Palmetto Bay campus. It's going to be an amazing night where we have over 1,000 ladies, old and young, future mothers, current mothers, grandmothers, all the ladies come together to worship God and hear a message. This time around, it's going to be about the importance of discipling the next generation, the future women of God. And so it's going to be a beautiful night. I want to encourage you, mark that in your calendar and invite friends and family. Come, have them come with you. They're going to love it, all right? And then for those of you who listen, who are in a small group, man, I want to encourage you, listen, if you are in a women's small group, couple small groups, whatever the case may be, listen, I want to encourage you with this, ladies. Start treasuring the ladies in your group. The other ladies in your group, listen, those, I want to always remind you, that is one of the ways that God showed grace to you. They're there to encourage you, to love on you, to pray for you, and you're there to do the same thing for them. Listen, part of what makes the family of God such a beautiful thing is when you're able to come together as the women of God to encourage each other with your Heavenly Father's truth. Amen? And so listen, if you're part of a small group, man, reaffirm your commitment to that small group. Say, you know what, man, I'm gonna commit myself to even a greater degree to be the lady, the woman that God, that the other ladies need me to be. And listen, if you're not part of a ladies' small group, if you don't have community in your life, I want to challenge you, you need to find it. Man, you cannot keep doing, you know, motherhood is already challenging enough. And you know what? Motherhood doesn't get easier. There's busy seasons, but listen, motherhood is still always a big responsibility, whether you're 21 or 61 or 81. It doesn't matter, right? The truth of the matter, we always need other ladies in our life. And so maybe you're here, you're not in a small group, and I want to challenge you. Maybe today is the day for you to join a group, a women's group. Listen, there's many different groups at different times, but listen, our vision, my heart for you, is that you'll be surrounded by other God-fearing women. And it's easy. There's a QR code behind me that you can always just take a picture, put your camera there, and you'll see a link if you're interested with more information. You can also go to our main website, cfmiami.org, and there's a website where you can sign up for a group. But listen, let it be a reminder today that when you became a daughter of God, your Heavenly Father also gave you sisters in Christ around you to help you along the way, amen? Don't neglect the grace that God has shown you through the other ladies in this church. And for those of you who maybe you're here, you're brand new, maybe you're visiting today, and you're thinking, you know what, man, I've been doing life apart from God for a long time. Listen, it's never too late. It's never too late to start a relationship with the Lord, to become a daughter of God. You know, the truth of the matter in Scripture, it says, it's very easy on how you can do that. It says in John chapter 1, it says this, but to all who did receive him, to all the ladies who did receive him, and believed in his name, believed in what Christ has done for you at the cross, how he died for your sins and resurrected from your life. For those who believe in him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, daughters of God. Listen, if you feel like you need God in your life, it's so simple. There's nothing hard to start a relationship. It's just surrender your life. Put your faith in the Lord. Start coming to church. Start a relationship with God, and you'll see that God will start leading you for the future like he's never let you before. Amen? So take that step of faith today. But here's how I'm going to end today. I'm going to spend some time today just praying for our mothers across all of our campuses, okay? And so if you are a mom at all campus, I want to ask you to stand up. Mom, grandmother, stepmom, mother figure, all of our mothers, go ahead and stand up for them right now, yeah? Hey, we can do better than that. Come on, celebrate the mothers this weekend. Yes, yes, amen. Amen. Listen, we love you. Listen, we love you. You have been such a blessing to all of our families. And so we just want to take that time now to pray over you, okay? So let me pray, and then after that, we'll worship. I'll ask everybody to stand up afterwards, and we'll worship together. My Lord, Lord, on this Mother's Day, we approach you, O God, our Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you for our mothers, for all of our moms, Lord. Father, I want to pray today for the grandmothers, for the older mothers. Lord, it's easy for them to think that their duty, their charge from you, O Lord, has ended, but it has not ended. Lord, you're calling them for the whatever they have for the rest, however many years they have left on this earth, you've given them a high task, O Lord, to teach and help their grown children and now their grandbabies know and grow closer to you, O God. Father, we pray for a blessing over our grandmothers today. Father, we pray a blessing over our single moms. Lord, we know that it's easy for them to feel lonely and discouraged and anxious. Father, remind them today that you are with them, that you're for them, that you will never abandon them, and that you have a plan for their life. Lord, bless the single moms here today, oh God. Father, I pray for the ladies who perhaps were never able to have children, but they are spiritual mother. Lord, I pray that you remind them, Lord, that you love them. Lord, that you love them, and that they still have a great opportunity, Lord, to be the spiritual mother to so many in our church, oh God. Comfort them on this Mother's Day, oh Lord. Lord, for the mothers who've lost children, Father, we pray that you put your hand over their heart right now, Lord. Father, that you would minister to them in ways that we can never, Lord. Let the peace that transcends all understanding permeate in their heart to know that even though they've gone through so much grief, that you are there with them and that you will never abandon them. And for the rest of the mothers, Lord, that are sometimes so consumed with the different things in life, Lord, let it be today a reminder, God, of the beautiful task that they have. That they have a responsibility, Lord, entrusted to you, to them by you, Lord, to sharpen their children in the ways of the Lord, to point their little eyes all the time to you, oh God, so that when they grow up and they face their challenges and their issues in life, they will be well prepared because they had a mother who sharpened them with God's truth. Father, we pray for a blessing over our moms. We pray for a refreshing of their souls, of their spirit, and may they continue to be the mothers, the grandmothers that you have called them to be. God, we love you and we thank you. It's in the precious name of Jesus I pray, and all of God's people say, amen. Amen. We love you, moms, all right? Let's go ahead and stand up together and worship before we go home. We love you.